Hey folks, here are OS Reviews. You're watching our retro review of the Motion Computing LS800. This was first released in April 2006, so it's almost a decade ago when we first saw this product. What made it unique was the form factor. It had an 8.4-inch display, which is smaller than most Windows-based tablets that have a 10 or even a 12-inch screen at the time, which made the LS800 extremely portable and easy to carry around. It also had all the wireless connectivity options, inclusive of Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, there's also a fingerprint sensor, and so on and so forth. The screen resolution is capped at 800x600, which is not so great, and at 2.2 pounds it is a little bit hefty, but other features were fairly standard for the time, inclusive of a 30GB hard drive. Again, there's a fingerprint sensor on board. It had an Intel Pentium M processor, which ran at 1.2 GHz. It's faster than, let's say, an Intel Celeron processor or an Intel Atom, so it is capable of running some pretty good light web browsing if you are using it in 2016. And other features are pretty standard. The RAM built in is only 512 MB, but it still is good enough to watch YouTube videos as long as you're not watching them in HD resolution. So that's pretty much it as far as features are concerned. It is capable of running Windows 7, but the original operating system was Windows XP Tablet Edition. So that's the first version of Windows to fully support touch. So we can see here there is an integrated stylus. It's a Wacom stylus, so it's an active digitizer. It senses the pressure. If you draw harder on the screen, it actually recognizes that if you have the correct software, such as Corel Paint. Taking a look at the design, it's pretty portable and lightweight. The screen itself is fairly matte along the sides. You have access to all the controls. They correspond to the screen orientation changer. There's also a four-way navigation toggle with an OK key. There's an X to exit out of applications. And on the very top here, there is an array of LEDs which show you the power status, the Wi-Fi status, as well as the hard drive status. On the other side, there is a fingerprint sensor, which also serves as an optical mouse. This is pretty interesting. So if you're using it for ebook reading or scrolling through web pages, you simply would go up and down, left and right. It actually works pretty well. There's also a key here that serves as a function key. So if you're in the login screen, since you can't press Ctrl-Alt-Delete that easily, simply tap on this to access the password entry page. Otherwise, there's also a speaker, some basic Windows information. The bezels on here are actually pretty slim. The sides here, which is also the battery, has a soft touch rubber, so it makes the device easy to grip. Again, for a tablet with 8.4 inches running on full Windows, it's a great alternative to maybe an Android tablet if you want to do some ebook reading as well as running some more extensive applications. On the side here, you have access to a wireless control button, which brings up the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth options. There are two USB 2.0 sockets, a ventilation grill for the heat. There's also a 3.5mm headphone jack, a VGA output for connecting to an external monitor. There is no HDMI, of course. On the side here, you have access to an Ethernet port, more ventilation grills, because this thing does get slightly warm in the hand after you start using it. There's also an optional dock, which you can purchase for more USB and DVD options. And on the other side, there is the proprietary charging port, as well as a full-size SD card reader, and also a power on-off switch and a socket for the pen. The back just features some basic info, and you can see that it's pretty slim for a device with the battery already integrated, especially for 2005-2006 era of tablet PCs. So if we power this thing on, we can see that it's going to boot into Windows XP Tablet Edition. We haven't changed the OS, and it does a respectable job, like I said, in terms of running some basic applications like word processing, if you want to do some PowerPoint editing, Excel, and also for very light web browsing. For more extensive applications and for multitasking, I would recommend a newer Windows tablet, especially since Windows 8 tablets are so cheap these days that they can be purchased for under $100 in stores as well as online, and they tend to work a little bit better than this. This can be picked up online at eBay and Amazon for around $120 or so, so it's not too expensive, but I would really only recommend it for people who must have a Wacom pen built in. So this is great for maybe graphic artists that want to draw and doodle on sketch with a pressure-sensitive pad, and this works pretty well for that. And otherwise, that's basically all the main aspects of this computer. You can see that the viewing angles on the screen is also pretty decent. Just going to tap on OK there. So once it is fully loaded, things should speed up a little bit more. Let's wait for that. There we go, and it should boot into Windows soon. So of course, a lot slower in terms of boot up than most Windows 8 computers. In terms of the speaker, which is front-facing, it actually does a pretty good job. It's a mono speaker and not a stereo speaker, but it does get pretty loud, and you can play back music on here just fine. It runs all the legacy Windows apps that you might want to throw at it, including iTunes, Publisher, so on and so forth. The other built-in apps that are notable here includes Motion Dashboard, which allows you to preset the screen orientation. Some of the controls can be reprogrammed, which are some interesting tidbits. In terms of battery life, we're still talking about a pretty good battery even in 2016. I can get around an hour and a half to 2 hours of usage out of this. Not as much battery life as a brand new Windows 8 tablet, but for something from 2006, it does a pretty good job. This is the aforementioned Motion Dashboard program. You can see if I do a full screen, it actually changes what's displayed here, but I can do things like calibrate the touchscreen digitizer again. I can go through the wireless options more easily, change through the audio settings, change the display orientation, and go through the power settings as well as security options. So let's say I want to calibrate the digitizer. It's going to go through this recalibration screen, even though it tends to work already pretty well out of the box, even through the years, I would say. I'm going to do that, press OK, and that works nicely as well. So I can change the pen and button options along the sides as well as on the pen itself. And in terms of display, we have the when to turn the display off after X minutes of inactivity. There's also brightness preferences, mirror display in terms of connecting to a monitor or a projector using the VGA output, audio settings, speaker volume, microphone volume that's built on here. Again, there is no webcam, so it's not going to be great for Skype, but you can link up a webcam by yourself and do that if you want to use it for those purposes. Wireless options, Bluetooth options, power options for saving battery life, and finally security options. And here is a New York Times Times Reader, which was built onto the Motion Computing LS800 originally. It actually hasn't been updated since 2006. But you can see how it works and shows off the LS800 as a pretty good magazine slash ebook reader as well, since it is much more portable than a lot of other Windows tablets at the time. So you can see there are columns for the various articles as well as images that are being displayed. You can select through the various articles by pressing next. I can also use the control key on the side there, and it works pretty nicely. You can see that the speed is also quite acceptable as well. Going into an article, I can also change things such as the text size. I can save it, I can also print it out, I can email it, or even annotate and add different notes, which is pretty useful. I can highlight it as well as create different annotations, and then I can also go to the next page when I'm done on this. One of the applications I want to quickly revisit is Windows Journal. It actually works pretty well for note-taking purposes. You can see here it loads up pretty quickly, and I can write something like a title. This is a test. And what's pretty impressive on this particular device and on most motion computing PCs is that the handwriting is actually extremely similar to what you have with a pen and paper. The pen here actually has a great feel to it. It has a soft touch rubber. There's also click keys as well. The back also dubs as an eraser if you want to do that. Not all applications will support that, but you can see here it actually will erase what you write and you can flip over to write again. So it has an extremely precise and easy to use pen that also has thousands of sensitivity levels, which are great for drawing as well. So even though the screen here is 8.4 inches and not, let's say, 12 inches, it still is extremely comfortable for note-taking. It can even recognize writing that is extremely small. So let's say I want to write something tiny, mini. You can see that it still pops up and becomes completely legible, which is quite impressive. The same experience actually transfers over to the handwriting recognition as well. So if you enter text, you don't want to use, let's say, the pop-up keyboard, you can also use handwriting recognition. So I have Firefox loaded up as the web browser. You can also choose from Chrome. I would recommend those two as modern browsers to select from. So say I want to search something, you can see that the keyboard option pops up automatically once I have the cursor in the correct spot, and I'm just going to use handwriting recognition. So let's try that one more time. Let's say I want to search OS reviews. That's going to pop up pretty quickly. Insert this onto the text box and do a quick search. So you can see that light web pages should load pretty quickly. The Wi-Fi connection here is a little bit far, but it's going to use Yahoo as the native default search engine as opposed to Google. That's something that can be changed in the settings, but you can see that things load pretty quickly, and the viewing angles on the display, again, are pretty good. So as far as doing some basic ebook reading, it's pretty comfortable. You can switch the screen orientation, and that works nicely as well. Going through the quick optical sensor on the top here, the fingerprint sensor, I can also slide down. You can see it acts as a mouse. It does support kinetic scrolling, so if you want to slide really quickly, it's going to go through the page and then slowly stop. So it actually works pretty nicely. It's a nice feature in addition to the fingerprint security option. So overall, it's pretty fully functional even in today's standards as far as security options are concerned. Playing back a video, pages and the video will load a bit more slowly at first, but once you buffer the video for about 5 to 10 seconds, it still loads pretty quickly. I would just recommend closing up any secondary applications in the background before you play back videos, just to make sure things can load a bit more quickly, but that's basically it. It still works well for, again, word processing, viewing back text, images, doodling, drawing, and those basic media. For basic media playback, watching videos that are preloaded. Interestingly, on here, there are a few games that are built on from Windows, which is inclusive of Inkball, which is something I thought only was developed from Windows Vista onwards, but here we have it on a Windows XP Touch Edition PC, so that shows that some of these games have been here for a very, very long time. I thought it only came out later, which is kind of interesting. There's also the full suite of Microsoft Office, of course, that you can access, and that still works pretty well. Of course, with Bluetooth on board, you can always connect a keyboard and mouse for a more optimal typing experience. So overall, this has been a pretty interesting look back at the Motion Computing LS800, which was revolutionary at the time just because of the small form factor. It's one of a select few tablets which were truly portable, even in today's standards. It's pretty small and easy to tote around. Here's an Apple iPad with a 9.7-inch display. You can see how there is a difference there. It's a bit smaller. Of course, it is a bit thicker as well, but overall, it still is extremely manageable, considering we have full-size USB ports on the sides, which are quite useful to have. So anyways, this has been a retro look back at the Motion Computing LS800. Thanks for watching. Here at OS Reviews.